Good morning. It's June 22nd, and this is the Education Subcommittee for the Joint Ways and Means Committee. Today, we have five work sessions, and I'm going to have Mr. Wilson share with us the order of how we're going to hear these bills today. They're not too much. We're only switching a couple of them, and Doug, take it away.
Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, the order we'll do today is we'll take Senate Bill 217 first and then walk through the remainder of the agenda in order 3199, 519, 2955, and 3335. This is mainly due just to make sure we're not switching analysts all the time. So then that leaves, just for the announcements for the week, for the lack of better term, plan on meetings Monday, today, Tuesday, and Wednesday for sure. Beyond that, I'm not sure, and we're still sort of trying to make sure we know what day the Department of Education budget is going to run. It's still getting worked on a little bit, and that's the last budget you have, but we still have some major policy bills that may or may not end up here, but we do have an agenda through Wednesday.
Okay. And so what that means is as close to 8:30 as you can get yourselves here so we have a quorum, and it would be appreciated. Well, and unless we have major issues, the meeting should go real smoothly. So, Doug, are you interested here for the first one?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 217.
Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, this is a bill that changes some of the wording around 2013 legislation. House Bill 3232 from that session was a major initiative of the governor, set out some major areas of strategic investments. The areas were connecting to the world of work, Oregon Reads, and guidance and support for post-secondary aspirations. This bill sort of changes that, make sure it lines up sort of the programs that are being funded with those in statute as best as possible. It also changes the role of the OEIB relating to these programs. Before, it was to play a much larger role, identifying and recommending. In this case, it's supposed to be consulting more than anything else, and it also removes some agencies from these programs that are no longer part of that, mainly what was OSAC and what is still the state library. This bill will probably need to be adjusted through conflict amendments because of Senate Bill 215. This bill still refers to the Oregon Education Investment Board and its role. That board in 215 is terminated and the responsibilities switch over to the office of the chief education officer. But that will be done as a conflict amendment later in session. Council would love to get this bill through before 215 if possible. So there is one amendment to the bill, the dash threes. It should be on your on OLIS. It just further lines up some of the programs, updates them a little bit, and also takes out some duplicate language regarding one of the programs that the department has the authority in existing statute for.
Thank you, Doug. And I know Senator Roblin's worked tremendously on this bill along with Representative Taylor. Do either of you have any comments about the amendments before we start?
Nope, it's just been a long and fruitful adventure.
Representative Taylor?
Good.
You're good? Okay.
Madam
Mr. Co-Chair.
I would move the A3 amendments to Senate Bill 217.
Senator Monroe has moved the dash A3 amendment to Senate Bill 217. Any discussion? Any objections? So moved.
Madam Co-Chair, I move Senate Bill 217 as amended to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
As amended. Did you say that part already?
As amended, yes.
Okay. I guess I better clean my ears.
I said the as amended first.
Okay. Senator Monroe moves the Senate Bill 217 to the full committee as amended with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objections? Motion carries. And Julie, please have absences for Representative Smith Warner and Senator Thompson as excused.
Carriers.
Senator Roblin would be a good carrier.
I think Senator Roblin would be an excellent carrier to and to the Senate floor.
Full and Senate.
Yeah.
And Representative Taylor, would you be so kind to carry this to the House floor? Wonderful. Thank you. Close the work session on Senate Bill 217 and open the work session on House Bill 3199.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3199 defines the roles and responsibilities of the Department of Administrative Services, the Oregon State Treasury, the Higher Education Coordinating Commission for the purposes of issuing and managing general obligation bonds that are issued for the benefit of public universities. As you know, with the Oregon University System going away, the state needs to come up with a new paradigm for dealing with general obligation bonds, which are issued on behalf of public universities, and so House Bill 3199 does that. There are three amendments. The A5 amendment gives the Higher Education Coordinating Commission greater clarity to bill universities for bond costs and instructs DAS to consult with HEC on rulemaking. The DAS A6 amendment allows for OHSU, OUS bond agreements, old bond agreements, to be assigned to DAS so that DAS will pay the debt service on behalf of OHSU. So that means some of the debt service for OHSU bonds will be technically in the DAS budget. Our office is still working with how to record these so that right now you would have part of the OHSU state support over in the HEC budget, a part being paid by DAS. So we're still working through on how to record those so that you can see the OHSU budget all in one place. The Dash A7 amendment provides $637,294 of other funds expenditure limitation for the Department of Administrative Services Capital Finance section. This funds a position for about $200,000, and the rest of it is service supplies costs associated with issuing bonds for universities. So LFO is recommending the Dash A5, the Dash A6, and the Dash A7 amendments. A combined amendment will be in place for the full committee hearing.
Okay. Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, Paul, this new position at DAS for bonding, where was that position prior to this?
Co-chair, Representative Huffman, that position did not exist prior to this. This is a new position to deal with the bond tracking the bond issuance, dealing with getting all the paperwork ready for Treasury sales, and also for dealing with the debt service.
What follow?
Well, does Senator Roblin have some background?
Senator Roblin.
Was there a position in the Chancellor's office that kind of did this in the past?
We're getting a lot of...
Madam Chair, yes.
A lot of... Okay.
Yes, so there was. There were positions in the Chancellor's office, and there may still be some positions in the shared services, but those are not part of state government, so we're not counting those.
You lost me. They're not part of state government.
They're not part of state government anymore, not the universities or the shared services
that
provide shared services for universities.
Now I understand. Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Chancellor's office was what I was fishing for to see if there had been a position there.
Okay, so you only caught a minnow instead of a whale, but thank you.
It works.
It works, okay.
All breakfast.
And, Paul, do we need to do these amendments separately?
Madam Chair, I don't believe so. I believe you could do one motion to adopt all three, the A5, the A6, and the A7 amendment.
Okay.
And before?
It's just Senator Roblin.
Yeah, I just want to say I commend all the people working on these bonding issues between the individual universities, what was the Chancellor's office, and now it's been a heck of a time with the Senate bill just to change. We thought we had all the work done to change all the statutes that referenced it, but then we got into bonding. And it's way above my pay grade. I commend all these people that are working to make this work, because figuring out who owns it, who is in charge of paying for it, all these kinds of things, and keeping the state whole in this whole evident deal has really been more complicated than I had ever imagined. So if this gets one little part of it done, we've got a lot left to do, I believe. So it's pretty amazing work that has to get done.
Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the Treasurer's Office is still going to be involved in oversight, because that was one of the points that I consistently brought up, because there had been an earlier effort to not have any oversight.
Exactly.
So, so I wanted, okay.
Yeah. It
Thank
has
you.
Been interesting.
Thank you. Thank you for your work, both of you, and your diligence. And Paul, I hope they didn't dump that job on you. Okay, good. Okay. Mr. Co-Chair.
Madam Co-Chair, move the A5, A6, and A7 amendments to House Bill 3199.
Senator Monroe moves the adoption of the A5, A6, A7 amendments to House Bill 3199. Discussion? Objections? So moved.
Madam Co-Chair, I move House Bill 3199 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senator Monroe moves House Bill 3199 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objections? So moved. Now, carriers for this bonding measure.
The House bill, you know, if you want a House member to carry it to full, that would be fine.
I would highly support Representative Huffman taking this to the full and to the floor. And Senate?
I'll take it to the Senate.
Thank you, Co-Chair. Okay, close the work session on 3199 and open the work session on Senate Bill 519. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 519 directs the community college districts to use the same system for reporting finances. The bill also directs the Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development to select and provide guidelines for the system. The bill previously had a public hearing here in the committee on May 28, 2015, and then we had also scheduled it for a work session earlier, but bumped it back until today, so hopefully our last week, because on this bill, the co-chairs are directing the committee to ask the HEC and the Department of Community College and Workforce Development to absorb the work. So we wanted to save this one until the end, just to make sure that that was within the capacity. Everyone's watching HEC very closely right now as far as all these bills go, because we're still defining what kind of work the agency should be doing and what kind of work is outside of the parameters and what we need to add additional limited duration positions for. But this bill, even though it does have a estimated 0.25 FTE fiscal impact, the direction is to ask the agency to absorb these costs.
Wonderful. Any other questions for Krista? Representative Huffman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And so I forget, but everybody's on board with this, community colleges. Challenges we know of?
I can note that when we had the public hearing, the one thing that I did that the policy committee did work hard on the amended A version before it did come to the Ways and Means Committee, and so there was a significant work done ahead of time before coming to us. So
other thing, is this 519?
Yes.
I think we got to the point where everybody was okay, and I'll look out and see if there's anybody, but
not seeing head nodding on the
back
row.
Yeah.
So we worked pretty hard at trying to get these things worked out as much as we could. But
yeah. Okay. Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, Madam Co-Chair, I would move Senate Bill 519 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Monroe moves Senate Bill 519 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objections? So moved.
And I'll take this one.
Okay. Senator Monroe to the full and to the Senate floor. And, well, I'll be consistent. I'll take it to the floor of the House. Okay. I'm going to close Senate Bill 519 and open House Bill 2955. Oops, that's my coffee.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2955 directs the Oregon Department of Education to administer a process for providing funding for activities related to an annual conference dedicated to Oregon civics and held on Oregon Civics Days for teachers. The administration and management of the contracts or grants is minimal and absorbable within the parameters of the ODE budget. There is a note from the co-chairs directing ODE to support the grants established in the bill with existing funds, including those related to professional development and or educator training that are already approved in the agency budget. And there is a dash one amendment which strikes the appropriation clause to the bill.
Okay. Discussion, Representative Springer.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. So I like this bill. It does a really good thing, and I support this measure unquestionably. I would point out for the record, my only concern in this process and this conversation has been there's only one organization that offers the conference. I would love to see others maybe step up and have a diverse view or just another view. But at this point, we're funding this for one organization. But it is the only player in the game. And I think civic engagement is a very good thing.
Thank you. Senator Roblin.
I just want to say this, when we heard this bill, that was probably, if not the best testimony I've heard, it was some of the best with the two young ladies that took everybody on and explained to us why civics was important to them. And I truly was impressed with that and enjoyed that opportunity here from kids that are being instructed in this way. So I agree. Yeah. I wholeheartedly support.
They were cute.
Well, and if they're engaged in some of the presentations, which I would imagine some of those students will be, that makes it all the stronger.
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, Madam Co-Chair, I'd move the dash one amendment to House Bill 2955.
Senator Monroe moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 2955. Discussion? Objections? So moved.
Madam Co-Chair, I move House Bill 2955 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Monroe moves House Bill 2955 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objections? So moved. I'll take it to the full.
Okay.
And then I see Representative Hoyle is one of the co-sponsors on this. If we can ask her if she'd like to carry this on the House floor.
If I might recommend Representative Wisnett, this has been his.
Oh, you're right.
The civics thing's been his thing forever.
You're right. Let's go with Representative Wisnett.
Okay,
Wisnett. And I'll take the Senate since I taught civics for many years.
Okay, we're closing the House bill on 2955, and our last bill of the day is House Bill 3335 relating to university degree programs.
Okay, House Bill 3335 directs the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to work with public universities to develop solutions for students who successfully complete two or more years of coursework and then leave the university without graduating, without any official recognition of the academic accomplishments. The bill had an estimated fiscal impact of $58,000, roughly general fund, for a 0.25 FTE. There's no appropriations that have been made for the bill. The HEC is directed to absorb the workload associated with the bill. And there's no amendment.
Okay, thank you, Krista. Any questions for Krista? Okay, Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, I move House Bill 3335 to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Monroe moves House Bill 333, I don't know how many threes I said, 3335 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. It says as amended, but it wasn't amended.
That's my bad.
Discussion? I'd just like to make a comment on the record that I, too, when this was presented to us, appreciated the fact that students would be recognized for completion of some point of their education and career, and that it's not like they've been going to school and not receiving anything. I always shared with people that were starting, older people that were starting college at a young age, and one apologized to me for, because they just couldn't, financially and family obligations couldn't continue. But it's like, nobody can take those classes away from you. You've accomplished those, you've learned, and that's all that matters. So, you sound, Representative Huffman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. In testimony, we heard this isn't an effort to try to make community colleges out of universities. But to me, this seems like common sense, low-hanging fruit that I'm not even sure why we have to study it. It should just be something being done. And I would hope that other areas, community colleges and whatever, that are listening, that don't already do the same kind of practice. Mm-hmm. You know, nursing is one of those things that when you're going for a two-year RN, you know, you pass by CNA, LPN. There are different certifications that you can get along the way, and hopefully that's being done on a broad basis already with programs.
Thank you, Representative Huffman. Senator Roblin.
You know, we did this in the reverse already. A few years ago, we passed a bill that said if you started at a community college and then you didn't get your associate's degree and you went on to four-year school, if you took the courses you needed to finish, you could send it back to the community college and they could offer you an associate's degree. It only makes sense that those people that started at the university could have a similar pathway if they, and you don't have to develop an arrangement with a community college who doesn't have any relationship with you. You just have the university. So I agree with Representative Huffman. It is low hanging fruit, and it makes sense to do it. Mm-hmm. But I think the only study that I would say is that it should be some kind of course of study, like an associate's degree. There are some requirements in there with English and science and this stuff. And I would hope that as they look at it, they come up with a similar kind of set of coursework that you could look at and say, yeah, you've done it. And if not, mm-hmm. you know, they could say to them, you know, you didn't take your series of English, or you didn't take this science class. You need to go back and take one of those, and then we can give you this certificate. So I think there's a reason to do a little bit of a study, rather than a person that just took a course here and a course there and eventually got all these courses, but it didn't add up to something that you could say, here's kind of a certificate. So that's the only reason that I think the study makes some sense, is to, so they can say this is kind of thing they have a general background in 2 years longer.
Okay, thank you. Here, I thought I was going to make through the whole meeting without messing up on somebody's name. Senator Roblin, any objections to the motion? Motion carries. House bill. Okay. Representative Huffman, would you carry this to the full?
You know, yeah.
Or what?
No, to the full. I think it's a really good idea. This is Greenlick's bill, isn't it? He's been trying to get forever.
So I'm carrying Greenlick's water?
Is that really?
Oh, come on. Oh, my goodness. That's. Let me check to
I,
see.
I would up. Tell him I would really love to. I would love to.
To the full.
And then,
to full,
and then
yeah.
Greenlick on the floor.
Yes, it is his. He sponsored the bill.
Okay. And Roblin to the Senate.
Okay. And we're not going to bring Doug back in here for any other additional comments. I think he was pretty clear with where we stand for the week. And I thank all of you for being here first thing Monday morning, and it's 9 o'clock, and we are adjourned.
Yeah. Just. Yeah.